Postscript. The student of the revelation of Jesus Christ must by no means suppose that he has exhausted the unspeakably interesting subject of which it treats. On the contrary, he has only been put in possession of the means of gathering a rich harvest of precious things from the other scriptures of truth. The Word of God positively teems with information respecting the day of the Lord. For it must be clearly understood that the term Day of the Lord does not, as so many ignorantly suppose, mean just the period of time when he is seen in flaming fire taking vengeance, but the whole period between man's day being over and God's day beginning. The first symptom of man's day being over will be the rapture of the heavenly saints. The last act of the Day of the Lord will be the great white throne, at which time the heavens and earth which are now pass away, and a new heaven and a new earth introduce the eternal day of God. For such as desire further help in ministry for the interpretation of the apocalyptic visions, there is perhaps no work in existence so reliable, so interesting, and with such comprehensive grasp of the whole subject as Lectures on the Book of Revelation by William Kelly. That such a work should remain in comparative obscurity while the astounding events of which it treats are at our very doors is a strong proof of the natural apathy of man's heart in respect of divine truth and the power of Satan in keeping up till the very last his lethal influences.